The Czech Republic is known for its beautiful historic sites, picturesque cities and towns, chateaux and castles. But few foreign visitors realise that the country also has numerous natural wonders. One of them is the Moravian Karst, with its famous Matsocha Abyss and over 1,000 caverns and gorges. Vít Pohanka has been there and prepared this report.
So we are going on the same way.
The heavy door shuts tight. Jakub Gabrish of the Moravian Karst Administration leads me into a dimly lit space. We walk a few hundred meters underground and there is the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. All of a sudden we hear birds again and come out at the bottom of a huge abyss. Welcome to Matsocha.
Moravian Karst, it's a very important karst area in the Czech Republic. It's about 92 quadrate kilometers and here are 1,100 caves. And 5 caves are for the tourists, like show caves. One of these, where we are now, it's a Punkva cave. Most people know this cave because here you can go on the boats on the underground river, on the Punkva river, and include the tour, it's the Matsocha Abyss. This abyss is 138 meters deep.
Local people knew that there were caves in this area since time immemorial. Archaeologists found various artifacts from Paleolithic period, or the oldest part of the Stone Age. But systematic exploration came only much later, and at different times, at different places.
This cave was discovered in the year 1909 with the professor Dr. Karl Absalon. The part where you can go on foot, it was between years 1909 to 1914, and the parts where you can go on the boats, it was 1920 to 1933. So we can say it's more than 100 years back.
So the other caves, I suppose, I mean, people were probably exploring them even earlier, right?
It really depends on the cave. For example, one cave, it was later, open for the tourists and discovered. But other caves, for example, the Slobsko-Šošovská cave, yeah, there was in the 19th century. So it really depends on the place.
Encyclopedia Britannica defines karst as a terrain usually characterized by barren, rocky ground, caves, sinkholes, underground rivers, and the absence of surface streams and lakes. It results from the excavating effects of underground water on massive soluble limestone. So says Encyclopedia Britannica. In more simple terms, Moravian karst was created by the interaction of water and stone over millions of years.
All these caves was of course created of the waters. It can be from the river or from the water from Alps. And here this karst area is most in the limestone, in the Devonian limestone. So for example, this cave of the same, it's a Devonian limestone where the age is about 360 to 380 million years old. The Punkva River is created from two streams. One, Bílá voda, like white water, it depends if we say it in the Czech or we translate it. And the second is Slopský potok, Slopský stream. It's going in the underground, and in the Amatérská cave, that is the longest system in the Czech Republic, it is about 40 kilometers, these two streams created the Punkva River. So they're going all together.
Underground.
Underground. Underground in the Amatérská cave. And after, it's going many kilometers underground, yeah. And after, you can see here in the Matsocha Abyss, that is the same, that is the water from the Punkva River. And after, it's going out where we can go on the boat. So and after, you can see only in the exit of the cave. So it's a many kilometers cave system.
We head back to the caves. Some are small and slightly claustrophobic. Others are very large, even majestic, like huge halls. The paths are lined with so-called drip stones created over millennia by limestone and other geological ingredients dissolved in the water that slowly penetrates the ground from the surface.
Yeah, you can see that there's some tour going there, because in the season it's going here every 20 minutes 54 people.
And that's kind of the maximum allowed number of people into one group.
One way it's because they're going the boats, they're going and every 20 minutes free boats for the 18 people. And there is the traffic in the cave and it's impossible to go more boats. Another way, of course, is to protect the cave because it's impossible to take here 500,000 here people. Yeah. Because, of course, we're looking for the temperature, for the microclimate and everything. So now we know if it's going here 200,000 people, the microclimate and everything is not changed. It's the same.
But if it were more, I mean, there could be some changes.
It can be, yeah.
What's this? I mean, where are we now?
So we are in the first place where is the stop for the tourists. It's the front dome, and the dome where is the Mairo Lake. The Mairo Lake you will be see later. We say Mairo Lake because you can see the ceiling, yeah, like opposite from up in the water.
Mirror Lake.
Mirror. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. When was this cave opened?
Discovered it was in 1909. Uh-huh. Yeah. And some parts, 1 year later, was open for the tourists. Yeah, because in general, the cave was discovered between year 1909 to 1933. Yeah, but some parts was open 1 year after the discovery in this cave. Of course, everywhere you can see the dripstones. Yeah, we say that the dripstone is going from the up, it's a stalactite. From down, it's a stalagmite. And if connected, it's a stalagnate. Yeah, so there are three types of these dripstones. Of course, for example, the guides say for the dripstone the names. Yeah? For example, you can see like it's the oval. Sometimes say that it is here. Yeah. Owl, there's the minaret. Yeah, so it really depends on the fantasy and on the guides. And
beautiful.
Jakub took me to the Punkevn cave, which is probably the best known and most visited. There are, however, four more caves open to the public, and each one of them has something special to offer.
Slobsko-Šešovská cave, Balcarka caves, Katrin's cave, and Vipustek cave. For example, in Slobsko-Šešovská cave, there is tour for about 2 hours. You can see big halls and corridors in the cave, and you can see the underground abyss there in this cave. Or you can visit the discovery tour in this cave, when you can go with the helmet, with the lights, and you can visit some parts of the cave where you can go on the knee. And so it's like the speleological adventure tour. In Balcarka cave, there you can see very nice dripstones. Katrin's cave, there you can see a very big dome. The visit is there only for 45 minutes. So we, for example, recommended it for small children or for families because the tour is not so long for them. Maybe because the small children can be bored if you are 2 hours in the cave. And in the Vipustek cave, it's a very special cave when we opened circa 10 years. And because it was many years under the Czech army, because there is a nuclear cover in the cave. So it's a sum between technical and the cave.
We finish our little tour looking again at the Macocha Abyss. But while at the beginning we were admiring this incredible creation of nature from its bottom, accessible via one of the caves, now we can do so from above, from one of the two viewing platforms. For Jakub Gabriš, this really is the heart of Moravian Karst. Even if you don't have much time and you are just passing through this corner of Czechia, you shouldn't miss it.
I think the best is to see the abyss. How to explain is this now, but it's a very nice and important place in the Karst area, because really 138 meters deep abyss, and you can see from up and from down, because on the top of this abyss there are two viewpoints, so you can see from up down. And if you go in the Punkva cave, including this cave, you can go on the bottom of this cave. So really, it is not so many places like here when you can visit like the tourist.
Jakub Gabriš from the Moravian Karst Administration. And one more thing. Macecha, or Macocha in the local Moravian dialect, means stepmother. Should you be curious why the abyss got this peculiar name, there is a legend, a folk tale that the locals will tell you. Here is what I heard. Once upon a time, there lived a farmer called Hálek. He was blessed with a young wife and a son, and was doing fine. Unfortunately, his wife fell ill and died. After some time, he married again, and his new wife gave him another son. But as often happens, she did not like her slightly older stepson, because he was due to inherit the whole prosperous farm sometime in the future, as was the custom in that land. One day, farmer Hálek went to a market in a nearby town and took his younger son along. His wife said to her stepson, "Come to the forest with me. Help me gather some strawberries." So they went, and she took him to a place where the villagers did not dare to go. There was a large black hole in the ground, and no one knew how deep it was. She ordered the boy to go right to the edge of the abyss, where the strawberries were most plentiful. As he was carefully picking the berries, looking at the ground, she pushed him as hard as she could. The poor boy disappeared in the abyss, crying with fear and horror. The cruel stepmother started running away, not looking right or left. But somehow she kept hearing the boy's desperate voice. It would not leave her, and she started panicking. She fully realized what she had done and was overtaken with fear of God's wrath. She lost her way in that deep forest, and it was as if her own legs carried her back to the abyss. Desperate, she covered her eyes and jumped in the darkness. Meanwhile, her husband and son returned home. A terrible storm started, and the farmer realized that something bad must have happened. Despite the rain, wind, and thunder, he started searching for missing wife and son. Close to the abyss, he heard a faint crying. Looking down, he saw his son clinging desperately to some branches and shrubs below the edge. So he ran back to the village as fast as he could, gathered a few neighbors with ropes and ladders, and finally managed to get the son out of the abyss just as the boy was losing his last bit of strength. He just cried and cried and couldn't answer when they asked him where his stepmother, or Matsuka, was. Without words, he just pointed to the dark abyss. And since that time, everyone has called it Matsuka, as a reminder of a cruel and foolish woman who died because of her greed. So ends the legend. And finally, some practical notes. Moravian Karst and Matsuka Abyss are best accessible from Brno, the second biggest city in the Czech Republic. It is easy to find one of the operators that offer various kinds of tours with guides in English or other languages online. You can also find useful information on the website czechtourism.com. From Moravia, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.